Was I right, Mr. Holmes?
You were, madam.
I confess that it was a ruse. We had learned that there was a spy on board who was part of the web of your nasty Professor Moriarty. We also learned that agents were waiting for Jack, or I should say, Larry, in Cape Town, our next port of call. We came up with a crazy plan, and my husband was indeed washed overboard. You best take it from there, darling, she said, turning to her husband.
Well, you know, we really weren't all that far off, St. Helena, less than a mile. And it wasn't really a gale, just a good stiff breeze. And the South Atlantic is not at all that cold. And since I had been on the college swimming team, we decided that I should take a plunge and swim for the shore. So I stripped to my underwear, tucked a set of clothes and shoes and some waterproofed money in a canvas sack, and swam for the beach. 3 days after crawling out of the waves, I took the first boat to the coast of Africa. And I, continued his wife, acted quite hysterical and demanded no end of searches of the ship to prove that he was not hiding. As he was not found, I disembarked in Cape Town, filed all the necessary papers related to his death, and 2 weeks later made my way up to Luanda in Angola, where we met. 3 months later, we were back in Chicago.